Dear Evan, it's 6:04 at Casa del Colibri and you're not coming back. The Latihan counterpoint we had a handful of times is over and there will be some adjustment. Michael said his address book looked like a graveyard near the end, so not everyone comes along for the sight of us broken down by that one errant thought pattern that ruled us as El Rey should. At 6:06, I'm 218.6, and this day song begins. There are mountains hidden in treasures. There are mountains hidden in swamps. There are mountains hidden in the sky. There are mountains hidden in mountains. There are mountains hidden in hiddenness. This is how we study Dogen. This is how we study Dogen. We follow Kaz and drive north and ferry to Salt Spring and sing what Peter says. Peter says TL's acting above his pay grade in the spirit world. And it's a revelation, Adelia, worthy of a day song as Evan is, as a Shobogenzo is, as our rabbits and ancestral spirits in rune reversals. As if Ansu's reversed his inability to hear the word of God, as if God speaks in words, as if there is a God outside of the inside of my skull. It's all a metaphor, said Mary Catherine Bateson inside the KZOK FM studios across the street from KFC. These were her peripheral visions, learning along the way, as the day song does, as does poetry if you let it. Yesterday's poem was key, again after Dogen, his notion about catching the self, page 103 essential. Jeffifer. It took me to age 55 to figure the House of Hummingbird could be the place where I'd catch myself. Not just catch myself thinking, as Alan counseled, catch myself in a place where I could catch myself catching the mountains walking, not fast, catching the osprey, catch fish and feed young in the cell phone tower behind Safeway, catch a few rose hips or chicory stalks the rabbit would gnash with relish. And so goes the self, caught in its own disentangled net of being. It's an elegy for August, but also for the self that does not smell a whiff of September. The best month, the birth month, caught in a postcard specular reflection. White rabbit. The seventh month, which comes ninth, when postcards are over, except for the Boston stragglers apologizing if the postcard god or the Popo police are tracking this like surveillance capitalism. From makeofuse.com, what is surveillance capitalism? Coined by Harvard professor Shoshana Zuboff, surveillance capitalism is an economic system centered around the commodification of personal data with a core purpose of making profit. In theory, surveillance capitalism helps businesses create better products, hold efficient inventory, and serve customers exactly what they need as soon as possible. By accurately pinpointing or swaying supply and demand, surveillance capitalism opens up a world of endless convenience. However, the promised efficiency of surveillance capitalism doesn't necessarily mean it's ethical. It's important to understand that while surveillance capitalism has its advantages, it essentially thrives in an environment where human beings are not believed to have intrinsic value. In layman's terms, it creates a system wherein a person's value is directly equated to their expected profitability. As I note this, the 6:23 a.m. sirens have started. My 75 micrograms of levothyroxine for T4 production and my 5 micrograms of liothyronine start to enter the bloodstream, attempting to undo what Louise Hay says is feeling hopelessly stifled. What's the use? Street smarts depend on vision at the periphery, Mary Catherine says, as that intelligence saves your life. 6:30 a.m. Dear Evan, I'm disentangling these knots I spent most of my pre-60 years knotting up. Pretty good for a non-sailor. August is as dead as you are, but August will return. You are relegated to boundlessness, as we all will be, after levothyroxine and PSA counts and student loan phone calls, infinite bowls of gumbo with an expensive mezcal cocktail called Horses in the Sky, designed by Mark, who asked me how I liked it, and I replied about needing a cocktail the size of my head to truly determine. Judging on the 4 ounces for $14, that'd be $896 before tip at Jews, hermano. I'll stop at one, thank you. More than one horse in the thin September sky. It all goes down, hermano. It never would have occurred to me quite that way, friend, is how Mary Catherine Bateson said Quakers scold you. And there we were across the street from barbecue chicken sandwiches, across the street from the late Tuptim Thai on summer solstice 1994, with me at 32 seeking to learn via the same exploratory interaction that she herself advocated for community building with other cultures. How each of these 700 or so interviews lives in me as Evan does, as Rebecca surely does 2+ years into her cancellation of me. Crow says, don't worry about that. And new Chotlet's baby crows can sound like cats up in the tree, the Western Red Cedar Tree by Shannon Steck, overseeing the burning rock that by high tide has no fire. I'll not let anyone steal my fire. Be a shopkeeper about it like Pop was. Hide it in corners no one would suspect, like where souls go when they had one bad fall and the brain injury is too much to take. CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Much less appealing than CTI, Creed Taylor Incorporated, inventor of smooth jazz, dead in August at 93. Not all was smarm. Stan Getz, Antonio Carlos Jobim, Diodato doing also Sprach Zarathustra, and Jimmy Smith's Christmas cooking from Creed's ABC Paramount days. Exploratory interaction, much like bebop or cooking or mixing cocktails not the size of your 7¾-inch head. 7:08 a.m. I ate breakfast. 7:56. This is from a dream. And this is from Auburn, too. The homeless man outside my childhood basement window is getting ready to cook. He is David Francis, the sober Francis Bacon-like Trinidadian painter who recited Shakespeare in the Slaughter Streets. I go to say hello, and there are homeless people crashed in my childhood basement room, and I start yelling, get out! Get the fuck out of my room! They can tell I'm angry, and they are quickly getting out. One of them is Little Bitty from the Beersheba Day Drinking Table People. I have to get all their hobo gear out of my room, too. This, after C.A. Conrad has given us leftover Beyond Burgers with mustard. He had an extra bag of them. We have overshot our stop on the light rail system, and he says he just goes back the other way, and it's faster. We follow him, and he seems to be right. Someone is going in reverse at Park Shore Marina, and the seven's going, beeping and bus farts. It might be recycling pickup. And David Francis, oh, he of little teeth, who liked the occasional home-cooked meal there in that flat above the Slaughter chiropractor, went out my window. There was AA across the street from the liquor store. Beep, 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 beep. And maybe blue heat from Island Time lowers the stress. And maybe it's what the Bon Chia Bon Jus for. Bon Chia Baiju. Jiang Ma Pian. An ancient Chinese medicine that dispels wind, phlegm, and dampness. This formula supports harmony in body's balance. And David had no community acupuncture. He and his fellow 12-steppers took lollipops and coffee, inexpensive Friday night meals, along with their surrender to a higher power. And if you don't believe in God, no problem. You only have to believe you're not God, which might be too much to ask in our narcissistic social mierda age. The beeping has stopped. And I went to the postcards. My first one was about my ancestry. Start with the ancestry, maybe. And it'd be the song of Yellow Feather, a Wampanoag chief whose spirit song morphed in 33 generations to not technically blues. Life is not technically blues, a sweet suffering undergoing if you let it. Undergoing is Buddhism's first noble truth. We worked harder than this, so sang Isaac Brock. But the sweetness in the samsara, in the glow of the blue heat, in the glow of the new chocolate sunset, in the glow of the mezcal stumble home. Here, Evan, is where a descendant of Yellow Feather forges their exploratory interaction postcard by postcard. Yellow Feather, Dogen, Heather Kwamamoto, cosmonauts, block letters, dragonflies, Hanshan, crescent moon, music, sweet music. And Evan, as you know, detoxifications in the ability to track one's own day song in the moment or chant, and how yesterday's Latihan as good as plate spinning, and the song's only as perfect as your surrender. 13 days after the fall, waiting for the reaper, saw winging your way to Grandpa Heaven. Engage yourself in Zazen as though saving your head from fire, said Dogen. And you could replace Zazen with Latihan or poetry, I told Siggy. Engage yourself in exploratory interaction with a grip like you had on the Tassis water taxi to New Chocolates. Bumps in the inlet, part of Nootka Sound, make you hope for a chiropractor, but settle for end-of-the-world sunsets in the slot. Onikoroshi, and taking turns making the meals, navigating the array of dietary restrictions. Who's no gluten, dairy? Who no garlic or beans? Who no kayaking? Not even a motorized canoe, channeling the spirit of Cal Martin from Ontario, who is too late, since Shannon, in her mind, has already sold to the Mexicans. Your head's not on fire, the sun is, and dropping through the August slot on its way to Japan, as we all are, if we're paying enough attention to Dogen, to Zazen, to Jiwa, to receiving. Suleiman said you're a warrior priest, and the warrior would use a wine bottle in self-defense until a shot in the neck. Stellate, ganglion, block. You'll have relief before you leave the clinic, said Dr. Forrest. In testing, more like a tornado, which most folks hide in the basement until Channel 9 says it's safe and time for Bozo's circus. The calm center of a tornado, a difficult spirit animal to housebreak, I told Deborah of Wayland, and I meant it. When you get a gauge of the inner self's original nature, when you're tapped in, put more than a toe into the test waters of the deep self. When you can get an epiphany or one wise moment outside the sirens, beeping recycle trucks, insufficient muffler fads, social mierda, self-doubt, dietary restrictions, maybe there's a sacrament, or you act as if life is a sacrament and know the tornado is temporary and there's El Rey channeling it. He who sits in the throne room, Michael wrote about in Dolphin Skull, and which I read as a sacrament, watching the watcher watch himself still. Now we're getting somewhere. The somewhere we have to get eventually is here. Here with the intensity of a gull's beak, Robin sang. Here with the intensity of an inner tornado of a Ukrainian fighting troops into battle ordered by a man of whom is said, everything Putin touches dies. Not the intensity of he who dig the holes for mass graves, but the he who'd shoot his own Russian leg to get the loot and get back to the village. The intensity of she who'd sing her song invoking the espiritista realm, invoking African deities in La Habana, Ron y Cigarro como sacramentos. Duende intensity of here, of the improvised day song, of the commitment to a place as life raft for the Anthropocene, a place with water, a place you'd die for, a place to find the rose hips the rabbit eats, to hide the humbled fog, to walk up Roxbury doing Latihan, shadow of shaking hands beating you to the mailbox, 8 final colorful postcards in your hand, pork pie on your head, sent with a little prayer, that we can all go deeper than this from here on in. 9:08 a.m. 9:40. Dear Evan, I walked 283,171 steps in August, did yoga 4 times, did 8 Latihans, one of which was for your speedy transition to Grandpa Heaven. 2 of those Latihans had remnants of migraines, as if to say, cry for yourself, not for Evan. You in my dream, the night you died in winter coat, without a hat, smiling, proved this in my mind was your time, and no crying can fix that. Save tears for your own suffering, so said the Latihan. crying instead for the lost Latihan counterpoint with U's sufficient to prevent the migraine. And Evan, dig in this one paragraph how the quantified selves, counting both the physical and spiritual, how the walking's part, as are the Latihans, as is the Sesshin, touching the heart-mind, as the best postcard does, heart-mind to heart-mind via the mail, via the reviled USPS which the last guy tried to emasculate. Thus, the August lessons harvested here in the sweetest month, the seventh month, which now comes ninth. Cosmonauts and skulls and Rhodesian stamps, rubber star ink stamps, and Han Shan below the hidden sun. And Walter, here's another ole, ole, Pat Martino would sing six strings at a time on the open road. I wonder if ever postcarders cue these tunes up. Impossible to divide practice from enlightenment, and sometimes it only takes a guitar and keyboards. Or an organ, vitamin B3, Joey DeFrancesco's ride into angel calling, 53 years young, B3 eternal, dead in August. And then we are the robots, Ella and me at the Paramount, Kraftwerk, her first concert, she says she remember when she's an old lady, wondering what the hell a pocket calculator is, like the Texas Instruments one we needed for physics that I barely passed in high school, and how Ella and me negotiated the sea of tourist Blue Jay fans, negotiating the link, asking about the mountain, pointing out the empty Crown Royal bottle on the link car floor. Mayor would not let us walk home. In August, thanks in part to Esperanza Spalding, we discover the formula for almost anything. White magic from a black woman. Her song writes apothecary lab in person for free in the Portland Park. Smuggled rosé in a thermos on a Sunday. There is a formula for anything we discerned in August. In our watching, listening, in our exploratory interaction. EI over AI. The postcard is exploratory interaction, noticing what you notice, stating the head and vamping from there, like one of Dogen's fascicles, or like Pat Martino taking off, nothing but Gil Goldstein's electric piano-shaped object underneath, how to relearn your own songs after an aneurysm. The postcard can prevent an aneurysm if you do it right. Pay attention to the margins and what the language wants to tell you. I write to learn what I think, the doctor said, probably paraphrased, and I think too that A song aids the effort to remain skeptical about clocks. The Sox, Las Medias Blancas, beat the Royals last night at the Great, and Tony La Russa's under doctor's orders not to manage till further notice. Not that the Sox fans wanted him to, but 4-2, and Elvis left the building, or at least one ball he hit left the field, set off the exploding scoreboard, and Liam, queer ally Hendricks from down under got the save, his 29th. Five games out now in the shitty AL Central, 2 under .500. I miss Carlos Rodon. And to borrow again from Esperanza, white magic, black woman, postcards are the practice of saying, I told Maggie in Ames. How Dogen said, not knowing is most intimate, but to make an intimate study of the self between Twitter feeds and fending off Instagram trolls. One Chinese woman wanted to know my credit rating. What energetics whoosh out via Instagram? All of them. 789, says the former Chase Manhattan Bank, same place from which birthed a birther, same place from which launched the last guy who tried a conspiracy involving some of the most senior levels of the Trump administration to end American representative democracy and replace it with a strongman oligarchy along the lines of Putin's Russia or Orban's Hungary. This would be followed after the January 20th swearing-in of Trump for a second term, by a complete realignment of U.S. foreign policy away from NATO and the EU and toward oligarchic, autocratic nations like Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, and Hungary. I smudge the place with promises by Pharaoh Sanders. 1028. Oh, slider slide, oh, slider slide, in the strike zone indeed, oh, one is implied. Dylan Cease. 1250. Dear Evan, The White Sox are the worst fielding team in the American League, are pulling out my heart and shitting on it, or trying to shit on it, and even missing that. Maybe I should count my blessings. I've done my yoga, my first walk, and my lunch, and even the tomato sauce for the pizza was missing. The mozzarella bad. At least I got Dylan Cease's poem down while he was being interviewed in the rough fifth with one last A.J. Pollock blunder. By the 18th of July, tell Lynn Caldwell of Dublin, Ireland about George Surikawa, feted by Bainbridge Island Museum of Art, a ferry away from La Casa del Colibri, and its early winter, Mount Rainier, 1957. As on some winter days, the mountain is out, is still giving us our charge to walk as it does, remember as it does, be cool as it is, ward off heat domes as it does, celebrate the remaining glaciers as it must, bask in the afterglow as Denise knew. The point of poetry, after Dogen. The hub of poets' activity, listening to ancestral voices, transcribing without thinking, is completed in the space between poet and listener, where meaning lives. As the poem moves on beyond conscious thought, its meanings relayed on its own time, completed in the realm of the indefinite, the most intimate of all realms. When the meaning arrives, it has the power of ancient cedar forests, and lubricates the occasion of experience, but only as deep as the depth of your listening. The obstacles of ritual, carrying water, switchbacks, water taxis to the carless realm, these all contribute to the depth of each occasion. Struggle enhances the sweetness. Clear water sent from Japan, no hindrances except as we construct them. The poem waits for us to discover the larger mind at play. I told Ellen of the glacier's patience with striking photo from Indianola, Tahoma snagging lenticulars, minding Akashic records, showing off a bit of the soft blue-black under glaciers as a little reminder. We could stop taking this for granted, could develop a new gratitude ritual and prove worthy of our salt, find a song for the occasion left there by an ancestor or an elder, despite the youth cult. Parlor trick romance. Yes, Sam knew and got the hell out before our ecocide, he posted of over and over convinced. I'd rather die giving thanks to the natural forces that know humans have their sacred place in the grand scheme of things, the grand shame too. Dikito kotowa shikataganai, Sam might say, or George Surikawa, like when Deems died, had George had to bury him. What has been done can't be helped, goes the World War II mantra, and its master class level acceptance. But ACD can be helped, there's the rub. So George would give us Jacuna me mal di ojo, Ma would say, but hold it too long, your eye stays that way. 1:24 p.m. from Dogen. When you paint spring, do not paint willows, plums, peaches, or apricots. Just paint spring. To paint willows, plums, peaches, or apricots is to paint willows, plums, peaches, or apricots. It is not yet painting spring. When I write postcards, I write onto the card, or I type and paste the poem right onto the card. Writing is an occasion of experience, luminous as last night's waxing crescent moon over the nasturtiums and basil Bhakti made sure was surviving the new Seattle summer. Here in our heat wimp city, we, so far, decline AC to suffer like those who can't just flip a switch and be done with it. The mountains are an occasion of experience, just like the truck growl or boat fire or air conditioning unit, just like the ripening of rose hips and the rabbit eats, awaiting ripe hawthorn berries. Just as the heart of my father awaited those berries in extract. Keep his ticker going. Keep his buried my brothers at age 9 heart going, despite the urge to cash it all in. Stay in the union. Show up on time. Deliver the alimony check each week on time. We are all on time, but some are more punctual than others. Than loafers. I value your time while also trying to maintain healthy clock skepticism. Mountains and you implicate each other, says Dogen, I told Diana. Without Diana, no mountain. She who could birth her own parents, hunting, woods, children, childbirth, fertility, chastity, the moon, wild animals. Without the mountain, no Diana. Dogen talks about the message devoid of graspable content, or how I want the poems to be. Grasping and strangling. Why would you try and strangle an innocent poem? It has done nothing to you. You who are as the owl hoots, who are as the waxing crescent Cascadian moon waxes. Heave the grasping, I say, and cozy up to wonder like the mountain. 407. Hallelujah, Leonard Cohen, a movie, a song, gave us some Jewish Canadianisms on which to chew. You cannot command the consequences, and 70s is the foothills of old age. As are all things, are Buddha Dharma, according to Dogen, including the delusion of thinking you can sleep with your manager and think your money's safe with her, and getting on the road again at 73 because how an embezzling manager caused Leonard Cohen's late career comeback. In 2005, it was discovered that Leonard Cohen's longtime manager, Kelly Lynch, had embezzled more than $5 million from the 71-year-old's accounts, while also surreptitiously selling many of Cohen's publishing rights. In the previous decade, Cohen mostly had been residing in a Zen monastery and had released only 2 albums. So on the heels of his introduction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007, the singer-songwriter announced that he was going to generate some income the old-fashioned way, by going back on tour after 15 years off the stage. Cohen's intensity and joy on stage were evident. He would skip on and off stage, kneel and doff his fedora in tribute to his musicians, and visibly tear up at climactic moments. Not only were the marathon 3-hour-long concerts received rapturously by critics and fans, but the tour was also a commercial juggernaut. Cohen grossed $85.7 million from 147 dates he played in North America, Europe, and Australia from 2008 to 2010, about 60% of the tour's itinerary. And from 2012 to 2013, his Old Ideas tour, grossed $63.4 million from 87 dates, 70% of his total performances. And there is only one word for this, and you know what it is. Hineni, made of 2 words, hina and ani. Here I am. And while I'm here, I'll do the work, Alan said. The whirl of August is postcards. August begins July 4. All else gets a back seat. These are my inventions, but you can guess what's coming with this work ethos, play ethos. Work is sacred play, exploratory interaction, dream work. Few take it lightly when evicted from your dream house. Cloudy mornings without power tools provide better September ambiance for composing poetry than sunny afternoon weed whackers, as if the streak of 90-degree days didn't desiccate them, the weeds, as if the mal de ojo does any good. The man with a weed whacker has a steely eye. No matter how fast they run, the weed whacker will run them down, those desiccated, mostly blackberry brambles. His time's running out as fossil-fueled weed whackers are going extinct, and not a day song too soon. No one will write an elegy to the weed whacker, but the weed-whacking man with a steely eye, he may learn to plant. Drunken Rice. I discovered Drunken Rice by July 22 by accident. Would have settled for nigori, but here comes the makgeolli, a Korean peasant drink. It's where Korean farmers get their probiotics, while we in the West wake up with yogurt. Korean farmers were drinking makgeolli before Jesus. Not that he turned water into makgeolli, he probably could have, but likely didn't have the recipe. The next day, I recklessly filtered the makgeolli Wikipedia entry. Raw rice wine, anglicized to makgeolli, Korean alcoholic beverage, milky, off-white, rice wine, sweet, tangy, bitter, astringent, often considered a communal beverage, unpasteurized. Fruits such as strawberries, bananas are added. Mock, roughlessly, recklessly, carelessly, and verb stem goryu, to strain, to sift, to filter, nongju, farmer's wine, drunken rice, objections felt unnecessary, negative connotation of drunken, fight milk, Korean breakfast. And then I told Janie Braverman, I've recklessly filtered this poem not too far into my evening's Mockley experiment number 2, Mockley and Wikipedia, radio baseball and garden class eavesdropping. Is that so wrong? When Las Medias Blancas go down 6-0 to the Guardians, I go to the Negori, lo siento. Here in the poem, we've Korean and Cuban, and I'd like to invent Mockley sangria for all the hot days in our future. When life gives you anthropogenic climate disorder, you get out the fight milk. I may not win, but we'll go down with a smile on my half-Cuban face. After this, there is Bonnie. I can't wait to start thinking in postcards. And she did, and some do. Dogen might have said that a postcard can scoop out a cavern in space, a 4x6-inch space in which to constellate a universe of sow bugs and blackbirds, of Canadian baby crows who sing like cats, of hibun and hyperactive madrones, of uterus salutes and Great Lakes homeboys, of matcha and practice and telepathic fire. We scoop out a personal myth, one card at a time, one stamp at a time, arousing aspiration to awaken others first, starting with a man with a gas-powered weed whacker. 6:19 p.m. Dogen, when you cleanse with incense and flowers the past, present, future causes and conditions, actions and effects are immediately cleansed. Gerber daisies and sunflowers, roses and hydrangeas, purple coneflower and a clover blossom with a bee on it, chicory flowers for the house rabbit, sweet pea, irises and black-eyed Susans, lupin and hollyhocks, religion and nothingness, and steam. August itself is a purification, with monk and elegance and pink ladies. This is behind substrate of what I told Skyler in pro-choice Kansas in the summer of Dobbs, in the summer of No More Roe, summer of embryos with greater rights than women, Ruth Bader Ginsburg made up with a sunflower necklace. This is how good you are. Song dancing in your head as you head to an outpost of the city of poets, seeking re-inhabitarians and Zen, seeking the way via Bill Evans, hitchhiking and electric wine, still focused on dead Nisei painters, including Paul Horiuchi, who lived to counter the cacophony of this culture's music, movies, and sensory overload. While I stayed with a Nag Champa, I stayed with the Formwellas and pocket calculators, festooning my consciousness at the telepathic piano, meeting backyard Zen masters, drinking moo, resuming basketball, sitting for Gimsui, trying to let go of the notion of the body as one more possession. Ranked choice voting implemented in Alaska, of all places, used to beat back parasailant Sarah Palin, who called the system new, crazy, convoluted, confusing. Change is hard. Yupik Mary Peltola, the first Alaskan Native member of Congress. Back to painters. Chikamasa, later named Paul, lived with his grandfather. Do you attain the way with mind or body? Constancy is an illusion, and those who resist change often suffer the reverse. He'd give up his gun and camera after December 7th and live to hold up flowers. It is attained by letting go of the mind and abandoning views and interpretations. The United States is becoming a third world economy. 1994, Paul Horiuchi, a painter, found his métier in collage. It's all a Zen lesson or angel opportunity, I wrote when the fighter jets descended on Seattle for seafare. Give the militarists their millennium, you might argue, but the strafing's hard to take. And the plane's escape hatch, a crash in Seward Park. How's that for the sacredness of old growth? Somehow this summer, I could find a link between Dogen and biscuits, Dogen and hallucinations, Art Deco and postcards, glaciers and desolation, sutures and dragonflies and bioregionalism and velocity when in marched Ahmad the Terrible on Jack DeJohnette's 80th. It's a tune by Jack DeJohnette. He's done at least two versions of it. Ahmad delivered by Jack and the Gods of Found Stuff by Gonzalo Rubalcaba and Makoli, between Ron Carter and Human Possibilities. I was about to set the cruise control for the rest of August, Evan. I have not forgotten you when you took that last fall, when your brain got in the way of a soft landing and the rest of your life, when you tripped and brain bruised yourself into the next lifetime Las Tijuanas is supposed to prepare you for. You in my dream is no joke, hermano, and there will likely be a mountain of rice or whatever the U.S. American equivalent of a Slamatan meal is. All I could do was send an elegy to Mary Beth on an owl card, not of my design. All I could do was quit Sika right before I found out you'd not make it. All I could think of was you telling me the antidote to chronic lymphocytic leukemia was joy, and the foundation of joy is gratitude. Here we are, brother. August is over, and you are over, and you are everywhere. On the beach at Tassos, in the jokes of Jerry, on the mind of Annie, in the Persian rugs of the Latihan Hall. Bhakti told me not to see you, brain bruised and helpless, no longer able to belt out Allah Akbar in Latihan, no longer jetting to Colombia to create more of your Corazones Milagros. It's a shitty deal for the living, Evan, watching the range of Western red cedar shrink, watching salmon runs die off, watching people idling their cars while looking at Instagram while the world burns, watching Las Medias Blancas let another one slip out a hole in their pale hose. But there you have it. Air quality index rating of 1 in New Chocolates. Shannon selling to Mexicans like you, hermano. Mexicans who build our cities, wean us from our shitty diets, help us recover our humanity, and recommend a safe place for your photo on the ofrenda, hermano, so we know who to talk to when we've had enough.
Thank you. Wow.